Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, the 5th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in occupied southeastern Ukraine again lost external power over the weekend, fueling fears of a potential nuclear disaster in the region. Europe's largest nuclear power plant had its last remaining main external power line cut off, although a reserve line continued supplying electricity to the grid, according to UN inspectors with the International Atomic Energy Agency. An IAEA mission toured the plant last Thursday, and the inspectors who remained over the weekend noted that one reactor was still producing electricity for cooling and other essential safety functions at the site, and for households, factories, and others through the grid. Kyiv and Moscow have traded accusations about attacks on the Zaporizhia plant, which is still operated by Ukrainian staff after being seized by Russia during the early days of the invasion. Deteriorating conditions amid the shelling have prompted fears of a radiation disaster that the International Red Cross has said would cause a major humanitarian crisis in the region. Polish state-owned energy group PGE Energa issued a statement yesterday assuring customers that a reported decrease in gas quantities does not signal impending scarcity in the winter months. In their official statement, PGE Energa officials explained that filling fluctuations are a natural process and a slight decrease in storage capacity from 100 to 99% is not related to winter reserves or the continued shutdown of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline from Russia. In connection with the ongoing unprecedented energy crisis in Europe, PGE Energa has reportedly taken a number of measures to strengthen security of gas supplies, including intensifying the import of liquefied natural gas, accelerating the injection process of gas storage facilities, and reserving appropriate gas pipeline capacity, enabling gas transmissions from abroad. The launch of the new Baltic Pipe gas pipeline via Denmark will also connect Poland with gas deposits on the Norwegian continental shelf, providing an additional alternative for gas supplies to Poland. According to the PGE Energa statement, alternative sources like the Baltic pipeline, coupled with existing reserves and liquefied natural gas shipments supplied by sea, will provide PGE Energa with sufficient supply to meet customer demand for gas throughout the 2022-2023 heating season. And for sports fans, Polish tennis phenom Iga Świątek will face off against Juli Neymeyer of Germany today for a place in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. The top-seeded 21-year-old Pole is heavily favored to win today's match and potentially go on to capture her first U.S. Open title. The match is expected to start at 7 p.m. Polish time. And despite losing to Finland over the weekend, the Polish men's basketball team is still in contention to advance to the knockout stage of the FIBA Men's EuroBasket 2022 tournament in Prague. The Polish team is currently 1-1 in Group D after their initial surprise upset against co-host the Czech Republic last week and their disappointing loss to Finland on Sunday. The Polish team faces off against Israel at 2 p.m. local time today, with Israel and star player Denis Avdija looking to add another tournament win to their 2-0 record. The best four teams from the group will advance to the knockout stage, set to begin September 8th.
The weather.
Today will be a mixture of sun and showers, with rain forecast in the early morning and late evening, and a gentle breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 18 degrees centigrade, or 64 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 9 degrees centigrade, or 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Clearer weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures expected to warm slightly as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.